you're very welcome to family.ie. We've certainly come a long way in our virtual week in our Have a New Kid by Friday series. So far, we've dealt with a wide range of behaviour, from temper tantrums, sibling rivalry, bullying, setting up healthy boundaries for our kids when it comes to the internet and social media. And through it all, Stephen Cardy reminds us that there is an overarching message.
Parents' word needs to count so that when they say something, they mean it and they follow through. So one of the simple rules that we've said a few times, and I'll say it again, is that Kevin Lehman says is, say it once, turn your back and walk away. Parents need to be able to stand their ground and be firm and say no. Don't get into arguments. Let your word count. And particularly with teenagers, getting into power struggles with them is a no-brainer because you'll never win that. That is a starting point of saying, look, there's something we need to change. So let my word count. And therefore, you're not going to get into these argy-bargies.
Thanks for tuning in once again. I'm Ronan Johnston. This is the fifth and final part in our series based on the book Have a New Kid by Friday: How to Change Your Child's Attitude, Behaviour and Character in 5 Days by Dr. Kevin Lehman. In today's programme, we want to look a bit further at some of the unique challenges we face today, the importance to know our kids' peer groups, and we come to an issue that might be one of the biggest fears for parents and caregivers today: drug abuse. Stephen Cardy and Heather Walsh were joined by Anna Daly of Life FM to begin the discussion with what might be considered the entry-level drug for many young people: smoking.
It's hard to imagine that people would begin to smoke with all the information that we have now, but kids are still starting to smoke.
They are, but like the reality is that all you need to do is to ask somebody who's been smoking would like to get off, if it's addictive and if it's a problem for them or not. If a person was smoking 20 cigarettes a day, taking an average price of a packet of cigarettes, they'd spend €3,000 a year on cigarettes. And if they put that into a pension plan from the age of 21 till they retired, they'd have a pension pot of €956,000, and they'd be able to retire on a pension of €55,000 a year for the next 20 years if they just put the money that they spend smoking into, you know, a savings plan for themselves. And the reality is, I suppose, we drift into something and our kids can drift into something, and it ends up costing them an awful lot. It'll cost them in their health and it'll cost them in their pocket. You know, an ineffective parent might be saying, look, what about, you know, giving them freedom and their rights to, you know, do what they want to do, and they can smoke in the house if they like. That's an ineffective parent allows the child make the rules in the home. And, you know, a good parent will say, hang on a sec, you know, this isn't right. It's not good for you. What Kevin Lehman said was, if you catch a younger child smoking, and, you know, they're trying it out, if you like, get them to write a 5-page research paper on the ills and the dangers of smoking. So the child, if you like, gets it if they were to carry out the exercise that Kevin suggests they do, because they will both harm themselves and those around them by smoking.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to addictions, and an area that's a huge worry, Stephen, to parents today, I think the whole area of drugs and alcohol. What should parents do if they suspect that their children are developing a problem in this area? Huge worry.
It is absolutely everywhere, Anna, and every parent has a good reason to be worried because it's so prevalent. Mm. Much more prevalent than we actually really appreciate. And one of the reasons is that culturally in Irish society, drinking is regarded as socially sort of, you know, acceptable and normal and part of life and so on. And what we've seen in the last 15 years, I'd say, Anna, is the rapid escalation of binge drinking, particularly by younger kids.
Yeah,
it's like if a person goes on marijuana or heroin or taking alcohol, the body is craving that high again and again. It wants to repeat the high again and again. And therefore, addiction and the habit of addiction gets embedded very quickly and very dangerously. So don't wait. Don't wait and see. Don't hesitate. If you think there's a problem, deal with it straight away, because the long-term health and well-being of your child is at stake. And your child is in danger. And if you as a parent are sitting on the sidelines wondering or thinking it's okay, and you see your child getting into trouble, then it's time for you as a parent to act.
One of the most important questions is, where are they getting these drugs? The majority of our kids are getting them right onto your nose. from somebody in school, from somebody they know, the boy next door, or the girl down the road or whatever. Most of them are getting them very locally. So where are they getting them? They cost money, these drugs. They don't come free. The first hit might come free, maybe even the second. But once they start wanting it, it costs money. So where are they getting the money? What's the source of the drugs and how are they able to pay for them? What are they doing to raise the money? Are you giving them the money unwittingly? Are you giving them extra over their allowance all the time because they seem to run out? Watch, you know, you might actually be enabling this illegal behavior, even though you're not aware of it. So where are they getting them? Who are they in connection with that might be the source of the drugs? And where are they getting the money to buy them? Very, very important. And am I doing anything that's giving my children license? Like we said about the alcohol. You know, if you're having a nice marijuana cigarette, like, how are you going to explain to your children they shouldn't be doing that? Mm-hmm. So those would be my first three questions. Where are they getting them? Where are they getting the money for them? And am I doing anything that's enabling it?
At 14, 15, 16 years of age, kids don't know what they want. They just are in a whirlwind of change. And parents need to step in if this is going on in their world and help them, protect their children. That is the job of parents.
Yeah.
They don't have privacy rights, if you know what I mean, that this is my business and nothing to do with you. That doesn't exist in when it comes to the danger of your kids. You wouldn't send your child out in the car drunk, would you? No parent mm-hmm. would do that. You know, so no parent should be allowing their child to make a habit and get into a habit of living a way that when they're, you know, they're 18, 19, 20 and maybe they leave home, that they can go out on the car drunk. So what Kevin Lehman says is, look, when you have this trusted group of friends and you confront them and say, look, this has got to stop, take away the revenue stream that's paying for it. If they have a small job or they're getting too much of an allowance from you, stop it. You've got to help them get off, if you like, the potential addiction that they're heading into before it gets out of hand.
And as much as we'd like to think it wouldn't happen to our family and our kids, how quickly things can get out of hand. You're listening to Family.ie, and this is day 5 in our series called Have a New Kid by Friday. We need to take a quick break right now, but before we do, I want to remind you that there is a valuable resource available, the How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training program. Just head to our website, family.ie, and discover how you, your school, community centre or church can host a 2-day facilitator training course in your area. That's www.family.ie. We'll be right back with more in today's discussion about the importance of knowing our children's peers and how to face down some of the challenges today. So stay tuned for more here on family.ie. As parents, we should know our kids better than anyone else. But how well do you know your children's peers? Dr. Kevin Lehman.
And after their place and priorities, you need to know their peers. Now, there's the understatement. You got to know your kids' peers. And if your kids have good friends at this point, you're already on second base. You're off and flying. I am an advocate of home games, which means invite kids to your house. That way you get to see who the kids are hanging out with. I don't know. A lot of people wrote me off. I dedicated my very first book to my high school counselor, who said, Lehman, with your grades and your record in the school, I couldn't get you admitted to reform school. You know, I'm so thankful that I had parents that didn't write me off. Now, think for a moment. Where's the monkey of responsibility here, what we've talked about in this lesson? Where does it end up? Right on your back.
That's great advice, and like most things, easier said than done. This is Family.ie, and the fifth episode in our series based on the book by Kevin Lehman, Have a New Kid by Friday. Now back to Stephen, Heather and Anna to explore some practical advice for us parents and caregivers.
Now, Stephen, you mentioned the influence of peers and friends. What about kind of those other boundaries? Say, for example, if your child is getting into the regular habit of staying over at Johnny's every Friday night, and, you know, they might be coming under some other influences, they're outside the home. What about the overnights?
If you allow them to go on an overnight and you don't really think about whether the place that they're going to is going to be safe for them, mm-hmm. and you don't know that for sure, well, then don't put your child in the way of danger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Make sure you know the family, you know the values of the parents that are involved. And if there are older, like say, for example, if my daughter's going with her girlfriend, are there older boys in the house who may influence the girls? Or, you know, things like that could have a bearing on whether you allow them to go away. The vast majority, and unfortunately I must say this, of abuse of children takes place by family relatives. And, you know, therefore you ask yourself the question, are they going to be safe if they're over at their cousin's house or with Uncle So-and-so or Auntie, whatever it is, or even with Granny or Granddad? So, I mean, that's not always a safe place, but parents need to think about, where are we putting our kids? Are they going to be safe and so on? As they get older and they drift and move away from us, obviously if they're going into a world where the value system in that family is different from ours, and you know that, you know, the lads who live there are involved in drug taking or alcohol use or whatever, I'd be very reluctant to agree to let them go there.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, you know, just going back to the friends, Heather, the peers and the friends, they do play a huge part in our children's lives, particularly as they get older. That influence shouldn't be underestimated, I don't think.
Absolutely not. Peer pressure is just huge. And there's been many, many studies done about it, far too many for me to go into here. But the peer pressure and the influence of friends is very big in our children's lives, never more than it is today. The best thing a parent can do, in my opinion, and Dr. Lehman is backing this up, is get to know your kids' friends. Have an open house. Get to know the children, get to know their friends, and get to know their parents if you can. Make your home the place where the kids want to go, and then at least they're under your roof and you can be aware of what, much more aware of what's going on. And even if their children choose, you know, friends that you wouldn't have chosen for them, open up your mind to getting to know these kids. Beginning in the early years will really help, but if you didn't do that and you have older children, you can always start today. Mm-hmm. You can't go back and undo, but you can start today to start opening up your home and getting to know your children's friends.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think any of us as parents will certainly put our hands up and say we can do with all the help that we can get.
Well, I think when you look at the 21st century family situation, Anna, it's more challenging than the sort of world that you and I grew up in. The sort of world that I grew up in was a very safe and steady and consistent world, and it was pretty much the same from one generation to another, and it was consistently held sort of the same values, and, you know, that was fantastic from the point of view of, you know, the stability of society. But in the 21st century, things are a great deal more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact is that in the 21st century home, parents have worked so hard to, in a sense, appeal to their children and please them and to give them a great life and to smooth their way through their life's journey. And particularly in the early part of this century where Ireland, the Irish parent, was pretty well off and therefore they had financial resources to do a lot of things for their kids. What happened was that sometimes the balance got out of shape and the role of the child almost became the dominant person in the home.
Yeah.
And that's not good because the parent has that responsibility and not the child.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the child can end up calling the shots, thinking that the world is all about me and that everything that is in the world is like sort of Disneyland and it's going to be great in the future and because the parents are protecting them from everything. And in fact, what Kevin Lehman is saying in his book is don't spoil your kids by doing that to them, by giving them the sort of this Disneyland experience and sort of spoiling them in a way that's not helpful to them and doesn't prepare them properly for the life that's ahead for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are times when you won't necessarily make your child happy. And I mean, you and I both know, Anna, that there are times when we make our child very unhappy. Isn't
yeah,
that right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's difficult for a parent when you know that's going to happen, but you really do have to go through with it. And I know we've spoken time and time again of the follow through, you know. A and B.
B, well,
I'm going to get it confused.
B doesn't happen until A is completed.
Exactly.
So if we've had a discussion and there's been an issue to address, a lot of what Kevin Lehman was saying in his book was about changing the behavior so that you both as a parent are changed, but also that you have a new kid
mm-hmm.
and their behavior has changed. So the result of that change in the behavior on both parties is a much better relationship and a much happier home as a result. And he's saying if you've had a conversation and something has been put on the table and you're just saying, but that needs to be done to change this, well, then you don't go on to the next thing till that's done.
Mm-hmm.
And an important thing about parenting is that your word matters. So if you say something, then you follow through.
Well, our producer tells us we need to take a quick break right now, so we better follow through on that as well. You're listening to Family.ie. Stay tuned for the final part of our programme today and the conclusion of our series, Have a New Kid by Friday. Our series is based on the book by Dr. Kevin Lehman, and you can find his resources and loads of solid family-friendly material to help your family thrive online at www.family.ie. Part of what you'll find is free audio downloads. You'll find some of our past radio programmes, including our two-part interview with Dr. Gary Chapman, the author of The Five Love Languages, our nine-part series called Love and Respect, and another radio series based on a book by Kevin Lehman, Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down. We hope you'll head over to our website where you can listen and download those programmes and more absolutely free. Again, that's family.ie, and keep it tuned right here as we wrap up day five of How to Have a New Kid by Friday. You're listening to Family.ie and day five in our Have a New Kid by Friday series. In some ways, it sure has been a long week. Before we move on to what Kevin Lehman prescribes for Friday, though, Stephen, Heather and Anna give us a quick review of each day of the week in changing our child's attitude, behaviour and character.
Let's say your 3 or 4 year old child is having a tantrum because you won't buy them chocolate when they're in the supermarket. Just right now, you haven't even got to the checkout. And what Kevin even said was, what's the purpose of this behavior? The behavior is to try and control the parent, even at that young age. He says, if you walk away and leave that child on his own, he said, the tantrum stops like that.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's no longer got an audience. Well, he might have an audience of other people, but they won't buy him chocolate. Yeah.
So, and the other people don't matter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So parents need to be able to stand their ground and be firm and say no. So when he says, say it once, turn your back and walk away, he's saying, don't get into arguments. Let your word count. And particularly with teenagers, getting into power struggles with them is a no-brainer because you'll never win that. That is a starting point of saying, look, there's something we need to change. So let my word count. If I say something, I mean it, and we're going to follow through on it. And therefore, you're not going to get into these argy-bargies.
Yeah.
That's the first day.
Heather, we might go over to you for the Tuesday. What is Dr. Kevin Lehman saying for the Tuesday for us?
Well, I love Tuesday because Tuesday is the day when we're going to talk about the three most important things every parent wants for their child. Basically, we want our children to have healthy attitudes. Mm-hmm. We want them to have good behavior and we want them to be of sound character. I mean, they're the three things. If you asked any parent, what do you really want your child to be like when they're older? That's kind of, I imagine, maybe they wouldn't use those words, but that's really what we mean. And then the ABC of attitude, behavior, character, you know, attitude, your child's attitude actually reflects yours. I mean, that's an awesome thought. And all the parents out there are saying, oh my goodness. But that's the truth. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know, your child's attitude will, at least in some respects, reflect yours. And their behavior has some purpose behind it. Like what Stephen was saying, they don't just behave out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And their character is really the important character. Dr. Lehman in his book says, character is who you are when no one's looking. You know, that's the real issue. If you can bring up a young person that's a wholesome young person when nobody's looking, you're really well on the way to success as an adult and being able to be a real contributor in society. Mm-hmm. And of course, the message that we've tried to strike home lots of times is B doesn't happen until A is completed. Let reality be the teacher. This is real life. This isn't a dress rehearsal. You're only getting one shot. So let reality be the teacher. Don't keep sort of rescuing your son or daughter. Let them learn from reality. Learn to respond rather than react. If we keep reacting to the things they do, all they get is our reaction. What they really need is our response, and a thought through measured response.
So, Stephen, moving on to the Wednesday, what do we need to note for the Wednesday?
Dr. Lehman describes different types of parents, and parents need to look at themselves and do I need to change my behavior? Because he describes these three types. There's the permissive parent, which basically sets few rules and boundaries and allows them to, in a sense, do what they like, and that creates insecurity and uncertainty. And on the other hand, you have the authoritarian parent who sets rules and boundaries and allows no freedom so the child can't grow and is in charge and can even be a bully. And that's not helpful at all to the child and to the child's development. Or he says the authoritative or responsible parent is the third type, which is the one you want to be if you can be, is where you're thinking about the future, you're thinking long term, what is this person going to become when they grow up? Are they going to be a responsible adult? Are they going to be a good person to be around? Will they make a great employee? Will they be a good husband or a wife or a friend to friends, etc.?
Yeah.
You know, those are the things that you're looking at, sort of saying develop. And therefore, I'm not making mountains out of molehills today.
Yeah. And as you said, yeah, certainly it goes back to what are the things that are really worth going to battle over.
Exactly. Because, I mean, what you want to do is develop in your child a sense of greatness. And as we come on to the Thursday, I'll just comment on it if I may, Anna.
Yeah.
Is, you know, the real key to success in raising a great child who would be a great person is to develop a profound sense of self-worth in them. And the three things that Dr. Lehman talked about that are absolutely vital for a strong sense of self-worth is acceptance, unconditional acceptance, particularly by parents, but also maybe by teachers or key people in their lives and siblings as well. But particularly by parents is unconditional acceptance and unconditional love. But acceptance is one, belonging and giving them this very strong sense of belonging, that I belong to the Cardies or I belong to the Dailies or I belong to the Walshes or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, you draw out the amazing gifting that God has put into each child to make them magnificent.
Relationship is the key, and I've said it all along. We've both said it all along. Rules without relationship leads to rebellion. So you need to have some rules. Every family needs to have some rules for everybody in the household. But relationship will make the difference to keeping away from the whole rebellion, which is, of course, what no parent wants, is a child who rebels. And like I always say, you know, if you haven't managed to build a big relationship up to now, you can still start now. It's never too late to start. Even children who've moved away from home or whatever, who are older, you can still start to build that relationship. Even if you're sitting there saying, well, you know, my son never contacts me, my daughter never contacts me. Well, of course, you're a free agent. You can contact them.
Mm-hmm.
You can begin the process of building relationship right now. You don't have to sit down and wonder, how will I ever get over this? Relationship is the key to success going on. And if you've got little ones, start building sound relationships now. And you will find that applying these principles is much easier because you will have that underscore of trust and interdependence.
And of course, Heather, you mentioned there for Friday, the big one, of course, I think from the Friday, it was consistency.
Absolutely. And we've said it all through the week, you know, whatever you do on Monday, stick with it. Whatever you do on Tuesday, stick with it. By the time you come to Friday, you've built some consistency and boy, you've got to hang on to it. You can't change your mind next week and think, oh, that's a bit harsh. Really, I won't do that again. If you've set your markers down, stand by them. Be there. Do what you say. Stand by your word. And your kids will get the message very, very quickly and they'll come into line. And I tell you, it'll be so worth the few weeks of discomfort while they adjust will be so worth it down the line.
And when you think of how many people have come and gone in the course of your life, you will never forget your parent, for better or worse. So please God, it'll be for the better for our own kids. You've been listening to Family.ie, and this has been the final episode in our five-part series based on the book by Dr. Kevin Lehman, Have a New Kid by Friday, How to Change Your Child's Attitude, Behaviour and Character in 5 Days. For more information on the book, copies of this audio series and more resources to help you in your family and relationships, including details on the How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training programme, we invite you to stop by our website, www.family.ie, and feel free to send a comment by text. We'd love to hear from you. Our text comment line is 086-251-6886. That's 086-251-6886. And if you have any thoughts, stories, or questions about this series for which you need a reply, email us anytime, radio@family.ie. That's radio@family.ie. I'm Ronan Johnston, with thanks to Anna Daly, and on behalf of our own Stephen Carty and Heather Walsh, slán go fóill. Thank you for listening to Family.ie. Families strengthening families.